We are halfway through the month of October. October, recognized as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's an issue that has no boundaries. And there is no immunity that will deflect it. In New Jersey alone, it's estimated that a woman is assaulted or abused every 7.29 minutes. According to the most recent stats, there were 63,420 domestic violence offenses reported to the police. Murders increased 6% from the previous year. The biggest action that falls under the umbrella of what is considered to be domestic abuse is, not surprisingly, assaults for 43%, closely followed by harassment that accounts for 42%. Now, as far as arrests are made in 31% of the offenses reported, which is only an increase about 1%. Female victims make up 74% of domestic violence reports. It's a darkness that just doesn't invade marriages. You mean dating as well. That accounts for about 15% of the state total. Concern has grown significantly as well over these past months. Not because of the lockdown for coronavirus. What was already an incident that was kept in the dark cavern by its perpetrators has gone further and deeper into that darkness because of a lack of access to services, or so victims are being made to believe. If you go to our website, issuesandideasradio.com, we have a whole special section dedicated to the issue of domestic violence, as well as resources for you to make that first step into the escape to reclaim your life, which looks like a canyon in front of you. But there are other people who have taken that step before you who are waiting for you to help you, to guide you, to strengthen you, and to restore you. We also have a lot of statistical information, motivational ideas too, to how to make your escape and how to reclaim your life. So please check that out, or please refer that part of our website to someone who you suspect is being made a victim of domestic violence. And in this case, it's not wrong to suspect and be wrong, because I said this frequently. It's better to be wrong and to be able to apologize than to stand over someone's hospital bed or casket and wish you said something. I want to go back to a talk I had because, like I said, there are multiple, many services available, not just here in New Jersey. If you go to that section of our website, if you're listening on the stream outside of New Jersey, you'll find outlets for you to find safety as well, wherever you are.